Welcome to the Dose of Courage podcast, the DOC. I'm your girl, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm here giving you what you need to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to go after everything God said you could have. Let's go. Today's episode is sponsored by The Courage Circle. The Courage Circle is a discipleship program for women who recognize that the key to becoming bolder and more confident and courageous and changing their life is to, the key to that is spending more time in the Word of God. And like most aren't sure where to start and may not even be sure like really how to study the Bible. This is an amazing program that's gonna show you just that. It's gonna hold you accountable, provide scripture selections for you to study with other women who are also believing God for great things and who want to grow in their faith. If you do not have a growth plan for growing your faith this year, go over to the website, www.thecouragecircle.com. Use the coupon code DOC to get 20% off and go ahead and get this growth plan in place. Don't waste your time. Don't wait 2 and 3 months. Go ahead, head on over there. You can pause the podcast. Head over there, but then come right back. All right, come right back. Listen. So this month, I don't know what you guys have been reading this month as it relates to your faith, but we in the Courage Crusaders community on Facebook and those enrolled in the discipleship program have been reading the Book of Judges, chapters 6 through 8, which basically covers the story of Gideon. And it is so encouraging. I want to talk about one of the things that I realized in studying the story. We've studied it before, but you know, when you read the Bible, it speaks to where you are, which is what makes it living. It's what makes it so dope. So there are two things that I noticed that I want to kind of touch on. One, that the angel of God calls Gideon by who he is destined to be and not by his current situation or circumstance or his past experience. He calls him based on who he's called to be. That's how he addresses him. Two, even though Gideon's never been that, he's never experienced being what the angel calls him, he acts like it. Right? He gets this instruction, he gets this revelation, this clarity, and this confirmation, and then he just starts acting like he is who the angel of God called him. So the angel of God finds Gideon hiding in a wine press, and he's hiding because the children of Israel are under this, they're under the control of the Midianites. And so he's hiding out. And then the angel of God comes up and says, "You mighty man of valor. Hey, Gideon, what's up, big dog, brave soldier, warrior?" That's just like a different version of the Bible. It's the Courage Molina version, okay? He's like, "What's up, big dog? You know, leader, top dog, deliverer of Israel." And he's saying that to him while he's hiding in a wine press, still under the oppression and rule of the Midianites. So he's not calling him by his situation. He's not calling him by his circumstance. He's not saying, "What's up with your scared self? You in here scared? Get up, boy." He's not saying that. He addresses him as who he's destined to be. And even though Gideon has no training, he doesn't have any background, and thus he doesn't really seem to have any experience, and I know this because of how he responds. He says, "Man, my family is the weakest clan out here, and I'm a low man on the totem pole in that family." So he's basically like, all the other families are more prominent than his family. They all got more going for themselves than his family does. And then even in that family, he is at the bottom. He is the least successful, least likely to succeed, the one with the least amount of success under his belt. Do you understand? He's the youngest. He's the weakest in his clan. He ain't really, even if his family did have a come up, his come up ain't going to be that big because he at the bottom of the totem pole, even in his own family, right? One, he called him by his destiny. Or he called him according to his destiny. How about that? He called him according to his destiny. And then Gideon, in order for it to come to pass, he had to act like it. Right? Those two things. What can we say about ourselves in this? Like, what? How can we apply this to ourselves? So this is why I wanted to share this. Because, right, I'm a full-time entrepreneur, a ministry leader for Courage Molina Ministries. I'm the founder, lead preacher, and I'm the chief courage crusader, right? That is who I am. I believe that the ministry that God has given me is going to have global impact. I believe that this ministry and the work that will be done in and through it is going to have women all over the world going to their Bible first to find solutions to the problems they face today. And so our mission is to help women. Really, our mission is to cultivate a relationship between the believer and the Bible. Because yes, people go to church, there's a relationship and understanding about going to church. People have a Bible, but I want to cultivate the relationship, make it a more intimate relationship between you and the living Word of God, right? I believe that the impact is going to be global. That is not my current situation, though. If I look around my situation, even this podcast is being recorded in a room in my house. I don't really have as many downloads as some of the more successful podcasts. I only have about a little under 400 people in the Courage Crusaders community on Facebook. I don't have that many followers on Instagram. And I'm telling you this not as like a, oh, I'm so sad on myself. That's not what it is. I'm telling you this so that you understand that while I believe that God is going to do this thing, while I believe that that's the call and what I'm destined for, it's not necessarily where I am right now, right? And so the question then becomes, am I answering to the call? Let me back up. Am I allowing people to call me out my name, right? Like I'm little fish, like I'm small time. Am I trying my own self? Am I standing up like I'm the executive director? Am I saying that boldly when somebody says, who are you? What do you do? Am I boldly saying, I am Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I am the founder of Courage Molina Ministries, a global ministry, a ministry with global impact, changing lives all over the world. Am I able to stand in that? Do I recognize that God sees me that way? Because if I do, that means I gotta act like it. And this is not about like social behavior. This is like, I've been stopped acting wild out in the streets. Like that's been dead and gone. So that ain't it. Am I behaving like the executive director of a global ministry or of a ministry with global impact? Am I behaving like that? Am I showing up in spaces like that? I could tell you right now, the answer is no. If I'm honest, I could tell you right now, no, she's not showing up like that. I'm showing up. I've been. It ends. It's ended as a result of this Bible study. But I was showing up not only for myself, but with other people like I'm trying to become, right? I'm trying to be. And so the problem with trying is that you sometimes are so caught up in appearing like you have it that you are shooting yourself in the foot. You're not even behaving, right? You're caught up in appearance. I want to look like I got it. I want people to see me that way. I'm trying to prove myself. I'm trying to say, oh, watch my come up. All of these things. Like, no, that's not what it is. I said this the other day. I don't know who I was talking to. I was talking to a friend and I said, you know, this is how I know that I'm not acting like the leader of an, you know, ministry with global impact, because I don't think that the leader of a ministry with global impact would be responding to some of the things I respond to, would be having some of the conversations that I'm having. And when I say responding, it's like when people doubt me or when people aren't sure whether or not this is the call or people are playing it to the left, like, oh, it's cute, right? Then I kind of respond to that sometimes. Where it's like, oh, you still doing your little, I respond to that. I don't think that Bill Gates is responding to naysayers and people that are saying, oh, we don't think that you're the, he don't care. He don't have time for that. You know why? He's too busy doing the work of a billionaire boss. He has too much work to do to be down here, you know, going back and forth with trying to convince. Like, I don't need to convince you of what is. It is. You can either see that it is or you can't. Hey, doesn't really change it. You can ask me if it's raining outside and I can say, yeah, it's raining. You could say, I don't hear the rain. Okay. I don't need to convince you that it's raining outside, because when you open the door and you go out there, then you're going to see it's raining. Then you're going to be wet because you ain't take an umbrella, like I said. Right? I don't need to convince you of things that are. So it comes back to this doubt is really what we're dealing with, right? It really comes back to this doubt. I doubt that it will get there. Because if I knew, if I didn't doubt that it was going to get there, then I wouldn't need to explain myself. I wouldn't need to defend myself and my actions and my motivation. And people are looking at you like, oh, what is she doing? Does she think? I wouldn't even be having a conversation. Some of the things that I don't want to do, or some of the things that scare me. So I recently sent out an email and Facebook post, OMG, which had me crying all day. Had me crying all day, y'all, where I was asking for support of the ministry, like asking people to sow seeds into Courage Molina Ministries. You know, at the time that this is being recorded, we are not a 501c3 yet, but still asking people to give personal gifts or make a donation, sow a seed, right, into what I'm doing, and to consider partnering by making a monthly donation, saying, I'm going to commit to this, I'm going to give a monthly donation. And the amount was so low, it was like $10, right, would get you to be a partner with the ministry, right? And I sent that out and I was like crying. I was low key embarrassed. I didn't want people to think that, I don't know, like, I don't want people to be like, oh, she quit her job and now she asking for money. She needs to go to work, right? Like, I don't want people to say that. I also, if I'm honest, don't want people to assume that I'm not called because I need support, right? I'm trying to convince myself, truth be told, I'm trying to convince myself that he's truly called me for this work, even though the resources that I feel like I need are not there. I'm like, okay, God, if it's yours. Oh, people will say, if it's the Lord, he'll bless it. And so I feel like, okay, if this is God's ministry, then he'll bless it. But it's about getting blessed in my time and in my timetable. I want to be blessed right now so that people will be able to see that I've truly been called for this work, that God is behind it, that I have an anointing, like trying to prove, still with this, trying to prove, and that just doesn't work. So I've started to ask myself every day, and I want to encourage you to do this, right? Asking yourself every day, if I were where I'm going, how would I spend my day today? So think about that, right? I use the example of the ministry. So every day I wake up, I ask the Lord what's on the schedule, and I ain't even playing. I'm like, okay, so what are we doing today? What are we doing today? But now, in addition to that, I start to say, as the executive director of Courage Molina Ministries, which has global reach and outreach partners, what exactly do I need to focus on for today? Right? What do I need to focus on? I already have all these people that we've impacted, that we're impacting every day through every post and every email. What exactly do I need to do today? And before I started doing that, I never wanted to talk about the money. I always just wanted to talk about the content. So what's the Bible study going to be? Am I going to preach? Am I going to go live? Am I going to create a new Bible study? That what kind of email series am I going to have? Like, I always focus on just the content. Can I create an event, host an event where I have an opportunity to speak? Can I secure? What am I going to talk about on the podcast? Everything I focused on, excuse me, was just the content. It was all like great stuff to do, right? Content is great. It's the part that adds value to people. That's the content is what adds value to the people I want to serve. But I wanted to shirk my adult responsibilities as a leader. What ministry, like you can message me, text me, email me, post it in the group. What ministry do you know of in this world that does not require financial support? That's never asking for donations, that doesn't have a fundraising campaign, that isn't selling t-shirts for $30 and sweatshirts for $50. What do you know? Who? Tell me what ministry it is. I even started to look for a job, right? And I was like, well, maybe I'll look for this job and I'll take a job with a nonprofit organization so I can still kind of do some things in alignment with what I want to do and I can learn. Because I've never worked for a nonprofit before. Have I? I mean, I guess schools are nonprofit, but you know what I mean. They're not the same. So I thought, okay, I'll do that. I found a position that I thought was great. You know, I'm looking at the qualifications. I'm like, definitely I can do that stuff. And I kind of get down to the bottom. And one of the requirements or expectations, you know, of the job is that I would go out into the community and connect with people that I know. So they're not necessarily going to give me a list of people. And I'm going to use my community connections and my charismatic personality or whatever to get donations for this organization. And that part of those donations would be used to support my salary. And I thought, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds good. You know, I could do that, go out to the community and talk. I love to talk. And I closed the laptop, and as I laid down, I thought to myself, because I realized, okay, I'm now willing to do for somebody else's organization, which is basically ask for money, ask for donations, use my community connections to get them to write a check to this organization to support my salary. And I don't even really know this organization. I never heard of it before the job. I don't know. And it's not to say that they're not doing great work. It's to say that I don't know them as well as I know myself. But I was cool with raising money for their organization so that I could have a salary. But I wasn't okay with raising money for my organization so that I could have a salary. That makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever. And I realized in that moment it's because I have so much doubt, right? I'm not even acting like I believe it's going to happen. I'm not behaving like I think it's going to come to pass. I'm hoping that it works out and I'm willing to do the work, the content creating, but I don't want to do this other part that makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to do this other part to get it to the next level. No other ministry would survive. No other ministry would survive if they didn't take in donations, if they weren't asking for support. I don't know of any. Whether it's a church or ministry or an outreach, they're all taking donations. But I don't want to ask for a donation. Like that means that I'm not behaving like a ministry leader, like I lead this thing. And so what would it look like if we made the decision from now on, you're here, you can hear it. If you woke up every day and addressed yourself, I'm not saying going out into the world, right? And I mean, and maybe you're at the place where you should be. Maybe you're at the place where you keep saying, oh, you're trying to become, you're trying to do something, but you're not really trying it. You are it. You wanted to be an influencer. You are influencing people. You wanted to be a more positive mom. You are more positive, right? You wanted to be a loving wife. You are a loving wife. Maybe you're not where God is taking you, right? Maybe I'm not there yet, but you're on this road. You've accepted that this is your role, your responsibility. These are the changes that you need to make. So can you wake up every day and address yourself as such? Can we start waking up every day addressing ourselves as where we're going? And as you address yourself every day as who you are called to be, that's who you are right now. Come on. That's the whole thing. I am right now today the executive director, the founder of Courage Molina Ministries, which has global impact. period. That's who I am today. Whether it looks like it, whether you find me hiding in the wine press, whether I'm crying, like, that is who I am, period. That's the call on my life. That is the anointing on my life, period. It is who I am. Not because it's who I claim to be. It's because that's what God calls me. God calls me by my destiny. He dresses me according to my destiny. He addresses you according to your destiny. Can you get up every day and address yourself according to your destiny? Can you do that according to your destiny? Can you get up every single day and when you chart out what your plans are for the day, what your tasks are for the day, can you chart them out based on your destiny? Based on your destiny. So my plans for today are to look at the budget. They are to look at our fundraising goals, look at our fundraising strategy, making greater ties in the community, getting our name out there, serving the people we've been called to serve, providing them with amazing content, right? Preparing so I can give from an overflow. That is what I'm required to do as the leader. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm gonna write a check for $50,000 because one day I'll be able to write a check for $50,000. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, what can you do today? What task can you put on your calendar today according to your destiny? What discipline, what time management, what schedule do you need to have according to your destiny? And that applies to everything. Think about this, weight loss, right? So my goal for the year is to lose 75 pounds, right? That's my goal for the year. And that feels very lofty. And I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, you can so do it. But listen. It seems like a very, very lofty goal. Do you know why? Because I've not lost 75 pounds before. Because when I look at my current situation, I ain't really losing 75 pounds right now, right? But if I start to put things on my schedule according to my destiny, and my destiny is to be a woman who has lost 75 pounds, not just somebody who is 75 pounds lighter than me, because the process is different. Right? What it took to get there is different. So there's a difference in their activity, what they do, even if they weigh the same amount. Do you understand what I'm saying? So imagine this. Imagine a woman is 160 pounds. Imagine there are two women that both weigh 160 pounds. If the woman A is 160 pounds and she's pretty much been that all her adult life, she may or may not have the same thing on her schedule. She may or may not be as committed to eating better like the woman who has lost weight to get down to 160 pounds. Why? Because she knows what it took to get there. She understands what it takes to stay there. She's done all the hard work, all the discipline. She's had some successes, had some fails, hit some plateaus, change some habits to get there. She had to change her life to get to 160 pounds. The other lady's been 160 pounds her whole life. So they can't necessarily both have the same thing on their schedule. Maybe the lady A, who's always been that weight as an adult, she's not really checking for calories. If she wanna eat at Chick-fil-A, she's just eating at Chick-fil-A. It's not a big deal. But you, boo-boo, who had to lose weight to get to 160 pounds, your life ain't the same. Y'all not the same. Y'all at the same weight. But your experience, your understanding for what it took you to get there is not the same. So you probably are not missing workouts because you know the key to maintaining is being consistent with your workout. You're probably not struggling to stay hydrated because you realize that hydration was the key to having the energy so you can stay consistent with your workouts. These are lessons that you learned. You learned how nutrition and how water and how the food that you eat and the movement has an impact on your mood and your sleep and your fatigue and your mind clarity. You've learned those lessons. Somebody who's never had to lose weight or they've always just been living kind of how they are and they're still at the same weight as you, they don't have those same lessons and that same experience. So you behave differently. So what would your schedule look like if you were a woman who already lost 75 pounds? What would your spending be like if you were a woman who became debt-free? I don't care how big your debt is. Right now, you could be looking at $100,000 worth of student loans or whatever. what type of spending do you think a woman who has paid her way out of credit card debt, do you think that she is not sticking to her budget? She's sticking to her budget. Why? Because she knows that if she doesn't stick to her budget, she's not going to have, she's going to get right back into the old habits and she's going to have the debt. She knows that waiting is going to be okay. Why? Because she had to wait before in order to get out of this debt. Do you understand what I'm saying? What if I started to address myself according to my destiny? And what if I started to behave and put things on my to-do list according to where I'm going, according to my destiny? What if I were already there? What if I pretended like, okay, I'm already 75 pounds lighter? I promise you I would be drinking more water, because I already know I'm not going to get 75 pounds lighter without staying hydrated. I already know I'm not going to get 75 pounds lighter without working out consistently. So where, like, what am I going to put on my schedule today if I started putting things on my schedule according to my destiny? If you were running a $1 million business, how many homegirl lunches do you think you could have? If you were running a $1 million business, how much time, and you're working from home, how much time could you have to fool around and be watching Netflix and short time, like, oh, anybody can show up and say, hey, girl, let's go do this, and you can go do it. If you were running a $1 million business, you wouldn't do it. You'd be like, no, girl, I got work to do. I'm sorry. I'm off this weekend, though. Or I'm off on Friday. I'm off on Thursday. Whatever your days. I'm off at 3 o'clock. So, girl, we can go at 3. You probably wouldn't even be on your phone. I think about the fact that when I used to work in the school system, most of those buildings, you had no service. It was like being in a cement block. You got no service. And so I literally went all day with no phone calls that I did not initiate. Now, if I needed to make a phone call, I waited until I had a break, and then I could walk outside to go and make my phone call, and then I had to come back because I had work to do in a minute. I had a schedule that I had to keep up with. But I received almost zero incoming phone calls from 7 a.m. to 3 o'clock, right? Almost no incoming phone calls. I couldn't take them. I couldn't get them, honestly. But now that you're working from home, if somebody calls you at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you're available. Somebody calls you at 12 o'clock, you can take the call real quick. They're calling you because they know you work from home and your schedule is flexible. How can I expect for people to respect what I'm doing and where I'm going if I don't respect it enough to behave like I'm going to be that person? I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you as I challenge myself. This is a challenge I'm doing for my own self. This is a new leaf I have turned over, right? Now I'm going to move, speak, act, behave according to my calling, according to my destiny, not according to my situation, not according to my current circumstance. I am going to try as best and as most as possible, as often as possible to behave, to move, to think according to my destiny. There are some things that are poverty mindset, poverty way of thinking. I still have some of those, right? But I know that my destiny is wealth because it's my birthright. Whether it's through books, or whether it's through Courage University, or whether it's through something else that I don't even know about that God's got on the horizon, I know that my birthright is wealth. So I need to start making decisions now, right, with a wealth mindset. I have a great friend, maybe you've heard of her, Patrice Washington. And what I love about her is her story, right? So she shares her story. You can check her podcast out, Redefining Wealth. She shares this story of how, you know, she was big time right out of college, or she probably still was in college. She's making all this money. And then there was a stock market crash or bubble or something. And so then she lost it all and she had like no money. She's at the bottom. And one of the things that she realized, right, because her current situation, listen, ooh, come through Jesus, this good old illustration. Her situation at the time was one of poverty. Her situation and her circumstance was one of poverty. Now she is back on top. She is wealthy and continues to build wealth. How did she get there? Do you know why? Because She had a revelation from God. She still had the knowledge. She still had the mind, right, of someone who was wealthy. And so she started to behave accordingly. She started to fake, right? Because that's the thing. When we are acting a fool, when we acting crazy, I'm not talking about going out buying stuff so you look rich, right? That's not what she did. She used the mindset of wealthy people. And if you understand wealthy people, they are less concerned about looking wealthy than they are about being wealthy, right? They're more concerned about actually being wealthy. They don't care if you think they're wealthy or not. They're not trying to convince you that they got money. Now, I know in the entertainment business and things like that, people are just stunting. I get that. I ain't talking about those people. I'm talking about wealth. I'm talking about rich people. I'm talking about wealthy people, people with a wealth mindset. You can be rich and still have a poverty mindset, FYI. You can be rich and still have a poverty mindset. That's why you see so many people who get that money fast and they don't change their mindset to one of wealth. Then after a while, they are completely bankrupt. They homeless. They living with somebody else. They got to start over. They got to file for bankruptcy. Do you know why? Because they got rich, but their minds didn't change. They didn't have the mind of a wealthy person. They didn't have the mind of somebody that was rich. They just had money, right? That was it. So I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about pretending or acting like you're a certain way. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, what task would those people have on their to-do list? How do they think, right? And that's the stuff that she used. Okay, what does it mean to build wealth? What things are important in building wealth? I'm going to start applying that thinking right now, even though my circumstance and my situation does not reflect my destiny. And that's what I want you to do. That's what I plan on doing. I'm going to wake up every day, look myself in the mirror, and I'm going to dress myself according to my destiny. And then throughout the day, my task, my interactions is going to be according to my destiny. And if there's any areas, any gaps, right, things that I don't know, well, I actually don't know how wealthy people manage their money. I actually don't know what it is to have a budget. I actually don't know what it is. Whatever it is you don't know, it means that if I'm that person, according to that, it means I've taken the time to learn that. So is there a book I need to purchase? Is there a course I need to enroll in? Is there a program I need to purchase, download, some type of app I need to use, some YouTube videos, documentary, something? What do I need to do to acquire the knowledge so that I can behave according to my destiny? So I can have the mind, the knowledge, right, according to my destiny, so that when I get there, I'm not spending my money like a person with, you know, a poverty mentality. I'm moving my funds. I'm not setting my schedule up like somebody who is trying to prove to people that God has called me. My schedule is set up based on the fact that this is who I am, so I don't actually have time for XYZ. Sorry. There's so many people you can't just call. I'm sure there are so many people you just cannot, people just can't be calling them all the time, anytime, day and night, because they're busy. They run in multi-million-dollar businesses. They're impacting millions of people all over the world. They don't have time to be meeting with you for lunch all the time. That's why people are like, oh, let me check my schedule. You ever met somebody who's like absolutely amazing, killing it in a game, and you're like, oh, can we meet? And they're like, oh, let me check my calendar. And then when they check their calendar, it's like 2 weeks in advance, 3 weeks in advance. You're like, hey, you ain't that busy. Well, I may not be that busy, but I'm not waiting till the last minute to schedule my task. So my next 2 weeks are already scheduled. These are the free times that I have. I don't have a lot unless somebody drops off, unless it's something sporadic, right? Like, oh, just something spontaneous. I actually had time. It just worked out perfectly. 9 times out of 10, that ain't it though, right? So, all right, I'm going to get out of here. I hope that this has blessed you. I hope that it has challenged you. I want you to share on social media, hit me up, send me an email, put it in the group, Courage Crusaders. I want to know, I want you to introduce yourself according to your destiny, right? So if you're accepting the challenge, I want you to encourage yourself. I want you to introduce yourself according to your destiny because it is going to bless somebody. Somebody's going to be like, and it's going to bless your soul too. You're going to be like, okay, this is who I am. Let me act like it. All right. I love y'all. Hashtag my destiny. So I want you to just introduce yourself on Facebook, Instagram. Definitely tag me at Courage Molina. I definitely want to see it. Tag me at Courage Molina. Post it on Instagram, in your story, and just use the hashtag. Just say who you are. Don't give a whole description. Don't give a whole explanation like, oh, this was a challenge from the podcast. Just do it. Just say it. Hey, guys, I am. So mine's going to say, hey, guys, I am Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader, Executive Director of Courage Molina Ministries, which is a ministry with global impact. We are impacting people, lives, women, all across the globe. And I'm just going to put hashtag my destiny. Hey guys, I am Courage Molina, author of 5 best-selling, like whatever it is, write that, post it, don't give any explanation, hashtag my destiny. That's it, and tag me so I can see them, at Courage Molina. I definitely want to see them. Tag me up. I'm going to post mine today, okay? I love y'all. Until next time, be strong and very courageous. Listen, I haven't said this in a while. Before I let go, let me not sing to y'all. If you love the podcast, share it. If you love the podcast, say it. Say it in a review, right? Share it on your Instagram. You don't even have to share it with a person, right? Share it on your Instagram. Share it on your Facebook. There is a little share button wherever you are listening to this, whether it is on Podbean or iTunes podcast or Spotify or YouTube. There is a share button. So if you love this, share it. If you love this, say it in a review, under a comment, in the comment box if you see this episode anywhere. All right, that's how it grows. I need you guys to help me get these amazing messages out to people all over the world. I cannot do it alone. So if you love it, share it. Share the love, people. All right, till next time, y'all be strong and very courageous.